You're listening to the You Are Limitless podcast, where you're going to awaken to your limitless nature using principles of business, psychology, neuroscience, and spirituality to effortlessly create extraordinary business success and impact and lasting personal well-being. Hi, I'm your host, Ani Manian, trusted advisor to the world's top CEOs, entrepreneurs, leaders, and change makers, and I'm going to help you take your life and business to levels you never thought possible. I believe that the quality of your life and business is a direct reflection of your level of consciousness, and there's a universe of possibilities waiting for you right outside your current frame of thinking. If you're ready to play the game of life and business on God mode, then this is the podcast for you. Have you ever played Monopoly where when you stop playing the game, you're given a bunch of Monopoly money and you spend that money and you use that money to play the game? And when the game's over, regardless of what happens in the game, you didn't really lose anything. You didn't really lose any of your own money. And it's almost like having access to a casino where they pay you to play. And at the end of the day, they give you back all the money that you spent. And you get to keep the winnings. Now, if you were playing life like that, what would that be like? If you were running a business or making a difference in the world that you'd like in that way, where you were playing with the house money and there was no chance of you failing or losing, chances are you play pretty full out and pretty fearless. Not just because you would have really nothing at stake, nothing personal at stake, but also you'd be a little detached from the outcome, because not only do things, you know, turn out the way they do, not really how we want them to turn out, but it wouldn't really matter. Sometimes you'd win, sometimes you'd lose. And that's really what would make it a game. That's what would make the game interesting, worth playing. Now, when you talk to, you know, CEOs of $100 million companies, and I introduce this concept, they say, well, my business is not a game. Or a doctor or a lawyer, right? That there are real consequences to their successes and failures. But when I ask them, like, would you make better decisions or worse decisions from that stress-free way of playing with the house money? Every single person agrees that they'd do better with the house money than their own. And the truth is that our minds, our brains are just designed to work better without the stress. But the reason why this appears to be an unrealistic scenario to use to play the game of life is because of a fundamental misunderstanding, which is that getting what we want is what makes us happy. Right? Ever since we were young, we were indoctrinated, we were conditioned with this idea that getting what we want would make us happy, whether it's the money, whether it's the partner, whether it's the house, the car, the objects, you know, all of the things. But this misunderstanding is what actually creates most of our problems, most of our challenges, on a lot of our suffering, because we think our happiness, the peace that we seek, comes from getting what we want. So we pursue these goals and targets that we set for ourselves at the cost of, you know, our health, our sanity, our relationships. And when we get
that thing that we've decided for years that will make us happy, that it's what we want the most. And we still don't feel that happiness, or we feel it in a really fleeting way. We assume that the issue is that we're not doing enough, that we need more. So we push even harder and we end up even further from that which we're seeking. But the truth is, we don't live in the feeling of our circumstances. We don't live in the feeling of our bank account. We don't live in the feeling of our relationships. We don't live in the feeling of, you know, our work. We don't live in the feeling of how our health is. We live in the feeling of our thinking. We live in the feeling of our thinking. What we feel is our thinking about our circumstances, not our circumstances directly. In fact, nothing outside us can make us feel any way. Think about that. We live in the feeling of our thinking. And our thinking, it goes on a roller coaster ride every single day. Right? On average, we have about 60 to 70,000 thoughts. And these thoughts vary quite drastically. In the morning, you can feel like you're on top of the world. And by afternoon, you could hit rock bottom. And by evening, you could be back soaring. But what's actually changed? Nothing. Likely in the course of that day, you're still the same person. You still look more or less the same. But what fluctuates is how you feel. And that fluctuates because the real variable here is your thinking, your thoughts. Because that's how we experience reality. That's how we experience reality, especially when we're really identified with thought. Because when we're really identified with our thoughts, then we become our thoughts. Right? We go from feeling hungry or having a thought that we are hungry to I am hungry, to being hunger, right? But in the background of that constant stream of thinking is the unchanging awareness that holds all of us, our entire experience. And that is who we are. We are the space in which this thinking arises. So the realization that everything that we're pursuing, the success, the money, the, you know, the love, the body, that's literally just a thought. And there's nothing we need to achieve in order to get the feeling that we're looking for. Because all we're looking for with this idea that we need millions of dollars is that feeling of safety, is that feeling of security. All we're looking for with, you know, the dream partner, the dream relationship, is that feeling of being cared for, of being loved, of being supported. Ultimately in life, the only thing we're really pursuing is the feeling. And you can have that feeling right now. Because the brain can't really distinguish between the real and the imagined. You don't need to go prove something, especially not your worth, to actually feel the way you want to feel. Because when we do that, it's a recipe for a lifetime of chasing, of chasing, of chasing, of chasing, and striving, and striving, and striving. Delaying experiencing the feeling until we get this thing that we've convinced ourselves we need to feel that way. Do you see the paradox here? Think about how liberating it is to see that living in this constant state of stress is not an inevitable side effect of an incredible life, a prolific life. And in fact, it's actually counterproductive to pretty much anything and everything you want to do, not just your state right now. When you realize that how you feel, your state of mind literally comes from your thinking, not your circumstances, a little bit of space opens up. Because you now see that things on the outside can't affect you, which means you don't have to react to them. You don't have to constantly be trying to change the variables all around you to feel a certain way. So you can feel that clarity, you can feel that confidence, you can feel that focus. You can feel that peace and well-being, regardless of what's happening around you. So what would it be like for you to play the game of life with that same degree of fearlessness and freedom, as if you're playing with house money? And everything you seek, the well-being, the joy, the peace, is already yours to keep. It's yours right now. You were born with it. You are it. And the only thing that can rob you of that is a thought that suggests otherwise. You can still play the game as if your life depends on it, right? But it's a little easier when you see that it doesn't. What if the only thing you needed to do was wake up from this illusion that you are already everything that you seek? You are already perfect. That you are limitless. That you are peace. That you are joy. That you are happiness. And there's nothing really missing. And if hearing these words brings a sense of peace and calm to you, notice how much more powerful, effective, and clear that feels than living in that constant state of stress. Notice that you can actually create so much more from this state of being. And maybe you find yourself dropping into a state of presence. Dropping into the now, where you're touching, you're making contact with who you really are, your true nature. And notice that if you just allow that awareness to soften, to relax, you can rest in the now. You can rest as that peace. You can rest as this timeless, eternal sense of bliss, as the container that is the space that holds your entire experience. And notice that in this moment, you are complete. There is nothing missing. Notice what it's like to be in the present moment that is completely whole and perfect. There's nothing missing. There's nothing to do. What would it be like if you spent the rest of today living from this place, living from this state of peace, living from this state of clarity? Remember, that which you seek is not just seeking you, but that is who you are. So there's nothing to seek. There is nowhere to go. This is it. I love you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're the kind of person who likes to help others, then please share this with your friends and family. You know that if you found value, they will too. So please share this episode via your social media channels. Also, if you have any questions, I'm here to assist you. Please shoot an email to ani@animanian.com, and I may even use your question for a future podcast episode. Also, if you want transformational content like this, please connect with me on Instagram at ani.manian. Finally, I do have a personal request. I believe that we're all here to help each other and to grow and evolve together. If you want to help awaken more people to their limitless nature, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. I'm grateful that with your assistance, we can transform more lives together. Thanks for listening, and remember, you are limitless.